The next coach on the teleconference today is Nebraska's Mike Riley. Nebraska hosts Arkansas State on Saturday night, an 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions is good.
We'll take questions now then.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question is from Sean Callahan, UskOnline.com.
Hey, Coach, you guys gave out the black shirts yesterday, 16 of them. It was Coach Diaco's kind of first time around that tradition. Can you kind of just go through handing out 16 and kind of how you handled it with Coach Diaco here, his first go around?
Well, it was pretty simple. You know, I think that, way back when we explained the process, we didn't have to explain too much about the tradition because Bob was certainly aware of all that. So we told him how we'd been doing it, and we went through the personnel last week once again, and as we selected the guys, we selected guys that had been, either in a situation where they were in a subunit, maybe the nickel situation or the dime, and played a big role in playing defense in the game, or they were in a situation like maybe a Mo Berry is, where we feel like we're 3-for-2 at inside linebacker. So with Dedrick and Chris, Dedrick Young, Chris Weber, Mo is going to play in the games and rotate in with them. So we gave Mo a black shirt because of his earning that 3-for-2 format.
Thanks, Coach.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Eric Olson, Associated Press.
Yeah, Mike, I know that you have a history with the 3-4 defense back to your CFL days. And with going to that, I guess just more teams seem to be doing that in college football nowadays. I guess what do you like about it and how it fits going against the modern day college football offenses?
Well, I think that, just personally in having kind of through the last part of my career moving over when I was coaching offense specifically, and then over the last few years working more with the offense, I always appreciated the added thought and preparation for dealing with the 3-4. And when you most often practice against the 4-3, I think that, you have some more stuff to deal with when all of a sudden you have the variables of the 3-4, and that's what I like about it. And I think in this day of offensive football, that the flexibility that you can get from the 3-4 defense is helpful week to week in what you might want to do game plan wise. And then there perhaps might be some recruiting thoughts to it, the idea of recruiting more of those kind of guys that play linebacker in the 3-4, and adding one more position like that to your team might add to the overall athleticism of your team for all the needs you have in special teams and kind of playing the entire game.
Is it correct to assume that when you talk about the variables, you're talking about the ability to drop guys back into pass coverage and maybe disguise the pass rush a little better?
Both of those things, I think, are good parts of it, Eric. I think that the versatility to have more guys in coverage or bringing more guys from different places and the movement involved there and so therefore the recognition by the offense of what's going on, and I think that the one of the things that intrigued me when I coached it and that I've looked at as we've prepared for it is all the variations you can get with the different personnel on the 3-4 defense.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.